Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. We would love to hear from you. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we have deemed that this is all untrue. Therefore, at NBC, we're not going to cover it. Rachel Maddow got every aspect of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax wrong. And by the way, you want to talk about funneling money and fines paid? Yeah, that would be the Hillary Clinton campaign saying it's a campaign expense by taking money. And she was in control of the DNC at the time, but Clinton campaign money, hiring a law firm, Perkins Coie, that hired an op research firm that then went and hired Christopher Steele. And Christopher Steele in October, early October 2016, Comey's FBI goes across the pond to offer Christopher Steele $1 million if he can corroborate the dossier. He couldn't collect because he couldn't corroborate. And yet they still used it as the bulk of information on the FISA application that says verified, when they knew at that point it was unverifiable. And then when they met the subsource in January 2017, still two more FISA applications were signed. And what did they find out from the source for Christopher Steele? This is bar talk. We were just making it all up. Wasn't real. And the FBI's response to hire the guy, Danchenko is his name. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. I have in front of me, we have so much to get to today. Daily Mail, Maureen Callahan, alone, somber, all grandiosity gone. Never has the great showman looked so diminished. But this was not only the worst day of Donald Trump's life. It was the moment that America became a banana republic. Think about that. You know, I watched the president's speech last night, as I know many of you did, and I will tell you, I paid very close attention. And number one, I thought his pitch, tone, cadence was perfect. I thought it was a very sober speech, but it also is a reminder. Remember, there are a lot of our fellow Americans that don't follow politics the way many of us in this audience do. And that is that we enjoy it. We care about our country. We care about the rule of law. We care about our Constitution. We believe in equal justice under the law. We watched what happened in 2016. No prosecutor would prosecute. We watched an obstruction of what? Deleting 33,000 emails, breaking up hammers, using hammers to break up BlackBerries and iPhones and removing SIM cards and, you know, any other jurisdiction that would be called obstruction, straight up obstruction, because those items were all subpoenaed. But nothing happens. No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. This is a good day, James Comey said, the day that Donald Trump was indicted. Wow. And then he uses the false information from the Steele dossier. He signed three of the FISA warrants. Nothing happens to him. So for the president to go through and say the only crime here is to seek to destroy political enemies, he's right. And when he talked about Robert Mueller, that was like 3 years of his presidency, you know, resulting in the Mueller report that basically exonerated him. I'm sure liberals won't take that interpretation, but it did. Nothing came out of it. Then impeachment won. Ukraine. How dare he challenge the new Ukrainian president to be a good stewards with American taxpayer dollars? You know, it's all of these things matter. State legislators, who's talking about elections, you know, like, for example, in Pennsylvania, they have a constitution. In that constitution in Pennsylvania, they have very specific instances where people can vote by mail, but it mostly requires in-person voting. Well, the state legislature passed a bill, I think it was something 77, and state legislators, instead of going through the arduous, the more difficult process of amending the Constitution, they just did it with straight legislation. That's not how the process works. That's not how the law works. Then you got the FBI, the FISA war, and how they spied on his campaign. You know, he was smart, measured, you know, and just giving a complete history of all of this. How the FBI in the most recent election, I mean, seriously, they had the laptop in December of 2019. And in 2019, they could have easily determined and ascertained that that laptop was, in fact, genuine and real, and it was Hunter's. But yet, by the time we get to the fall of 2020, almost a year later, we have FBI agents meeting weekly with big tech companies, warning them that they're going to be a victim of some type of misinformation campaign. And in the Missouri case with then Attorney General, now Senator Eric Schmidt, we know that the site integrity head for Twitter at the time, Yoel Roth is his name, that he said, yeah, they warned us that the misinformation may be about Joe Biden and maybe even about Hunter Biden. Well, they knew Rudy Giuliani had a copy. Another way, you take a cinder block and put it on the scales of an election like that. That was censorship on the worst level. You know, President Trump is saying, you know what, we need to basically defund the FBI and start over. If this is the best we've got, we're in trouble, because they're abusing power and they're trying to impact not one election, 2016, two elections, 2020. And now you've got the tsunami. You know, let's bury Donald Trump in legal issues. As he's, you know, trying to make a third attempt running for president. It's unbelievable. Whatever happened to the 51 intel agent? Oh, no. This is all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. All the earmarks. They were all wrong. You think of the 51, how many do you think had a political agenda? The country, as the president said, this country is headed down the tubes. He said it's going to hell in a handbasket. It is. You know, he even called it a new election interference by burying him in legal issues so that he can't even run a normal campaign. And this issue of, you know, here you got Bragg supported by Color of Change getting money from George Soros. You know, this guy campaigned just like Letitia James, the AG in New York. They both campaigned on a platform to get one man, go after one organization, the Trump organization, to go after one family, the Trump family. You know, I have quotes from a whole ton of Democrats we'll get to today, you know, said this never should have been brought. They're using a novel, never before used legal theory. When you look at the indictment and you talk about other crimes, what other crimes? Everybody wants to know. You know, someone that is accused has a right to know what they're being charged with. This is simple. And yet it's not so simple, is it? And, you know, we'll find out eventually. I don't know if Bragg has even made it up yet. You know, but you campaign to get one person? Is that the America we want? Then he went through, you know, the disaster of the Biden presidency. We learned last week there's still 175 Americans, many of them hostages in Afghanistan. How come nobody's covering that? What about the Wall Street Journal reporter that's being held captive by Vladimir Putin, which Joe's got a hostage crisis problem in this country. You know, look at how we abandon energy independence. The net result is we're importing energy from Venezuela to make them rich. And the Saudis, they've abandoned America because they see America as no longer the leader of the free world. And they've now partnered with China. And China's partnered with Russia. And they both, all three have partnered with Iran. And now they're adding Syria and trying to expand their sphere of influence, you know, into Africa, Latin America, and all over the world. You know, now we have the president rightly laying out last night, we have open threats. He's talking about Vladimir Putin, that nuclear weapons may be used. That would lead to World War III. The worst inflation in 40 years. He reminded people he took out the caliphate and Soleimani in Baghdadi. Well, what's going to happen to China because of this spy balloon, which apparently was sending all that information back in real time, and your government lied to you about it. Even NBC News reported that. So they want to now indict the 45th president of the United States. Now we have the next issue is what? We're going to go to Georgia, Fulton County. That's as liberal as New York City. And then, you know, January 6th, the document issue, you got a special counsel appointed. You know, then he went through the history, all these impeachments. And he talked about all of these issues. You know, it's amazing that what has happened to this country as a result of all this. I don't think Maureen Callahan is speaking, you know, at all out of her, you know what. I think, and the president's saying we're now as a nation, we're failing. We are a nation in decline. You can see it with our economy. The world does not respect us anymore. And we see China and Russia trying to fill the void because it's been abdicated by Joe Biden. This is a really, really dangerous time for this country and for the world, for that matter. Dangerous in so many ways. It's a great piece on Fox talking about all this. There's no justice system anymore. A legal system, sure, but that legal system's corrupt. We have a dual justice system. One for Democrats, the Clintons, the Bidens, and one for the Trumps and other Republican conservatives. Rioters in the summer of 2020, where's that committee? Where are those arrests? We have tons of videotape with people's faces on it committing crimes. Have we followed up on that? No, we haven't. You know, the law, is, as this Fox article said, is not a rubber band that can be manipulated at will. There are restraints, there are boundaries, and fidelity to establish rules of fairness and equity, you know, necessitates restraint. All of this is thrown out the window with this, you know, mysterious, we still don't even know crime that Bragg is charged Donald Trump with. He waves a magic wand, comes up with a new legal theory. We don't even really know what it is. What crime is he talking about? Who was defrauded here? The indictment doesn't say. Trump and his lawyers are left to guess. This is a constitutional violation, by the way, of the Sixth Amendment, Trump's due process rights. It makes the charging document defective on its face, hopefully susceptible to a motion to dismiss it. It's a fundamental tenet of law that a defendant is entitled to know the specific crime that they're being accused of. And unless the judge here forces Bragg to provide the defense with what is known as a bill of particulars, important word. In other words, explain what is the other crime that he's referring to, identifying the so-called second crime that the indictment said all 34 indictments were pretty much the same. And it was not a surprise. It was everything we told you would be. Now, that's up to Bragg. He can't claim a state law was broken because it was a federal election, because if that's the direction he heads, a violation of federal campaign finance laws, which, by the way, Hillary did with the issue of funding the dirty dossier and funneling the money through a law firm and funneling that to a op research group, funneling that to, you know, steal. You know, but what are they claiming here? Anyway, if they assert this violation of federal law, guess what? They don't have any jurisdictional authority. A local DA is confined to enforcing state laws, not federal laws. And that's what they're trying to do here. That on its surface should throw it out. Statute of limitations is another reason to throw it out. Prosecutorial misconduct, selective prosecution. I think you had a strong case against Brack. It's a very, very dangerous time for this country. Yeah, it seems like the moment where you can definitively say justice is dead in America and we've officially become a banana republic. Think they ever do this with Hillary, the Bidens? We know a whole host of issues that complicate all of their lives. We're going to have now in other states, you know, we're going to have local DAs start bringing the same charges against the Clintons and the Bidens. So understand where all of this is coming from. I mean, this is not justice. This is not what America, you know, was built on. This is a targeted political persecution, not prosecution. You know, if you look at, you know, it is beyond feeble. Bragg copies and pastes, 34 times, only changing the dates. By the way, one thing nobody's picked up on, if you look at the payments, they were all made in 2017. All made in 2017. The letter from Cohn's attorney to the FEC was in February of 2018, denying the Trump organization paid anything. Did Michael Cohn's lawyer lie? And they said they were not part of the deal. Now, we had on a TV show, FEC Chair Bradley Smith. He wrote, the crime that Bragg claims is being covered up isn't a crime at all. There are obvious reasons for payments, personal and commercial. Preserving the name and reputation of Trump's business empire is one of them. Sure, personal could be, you know, a relationship with somebody called your wife. We'll continue.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, so inflation's on the rise. Stock market more volatile than ever. You know, protecting your retirement savings can be a challenge. I think it was Jamie Dimon who said that this may be the calm before the storm. I tend to agree. That's my worldview. I tend to agree with it. Anyway, to weather today's economic uncertainty, Phoenix Capital Group recommends diversifying your investments and doing it right now. They recommend a high-value U.S. oil and gas investments.
This is absolutely election interference at its finest, and it smacks of Obama, which he likes to do that. He likes to eliminate his opposition before they ever get to the election. He's done that in all his senatorial bids and everything else he's run for up in Chicago. And to use the justice system like that is criminal. It's a slap in the face to the Constitution. It's a slap in the face to all Americans across this country. I'm almost too angry to talk about it, if you understand what I'm saying.
I completely understand. You and a lot of people in this country are angry right now. And by the way, justifiably so, in my view. I wish I had more time. Unfortunately, I don't. But we have a great Hannity tonight. Right after the president speaks, we might even be carrying some of that, depending on the time of it. The president's attorney, Joe Tacopina, the great one, Mark Levin, Eric Trump will be on tonight, Jonathan Turley tonight. We'll check in with Sarah Carter outside of, I think, Mar-a-Lago tonight, and so many more people. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, the best coverage of what happened today. That'll be happening tonight.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.